And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is responsibility. Each of my guests is discussing what it means to be responsible in our own lives. My first guest is the president and CEO of Pears Foundation, and we discuss the surefire signs that you're about to get dumped in your relationship. My second guest is dedicated to the environment. He shared with us what Islam teaches about protecting the planet from his latest book, Green Dean. My next guest is a businessman who calls himself the chief inspired protagonist for Seventh Generation Incorporated. It's the country's largest distributor of non-toxic, all-natural cleaning products, paper, and personal care products. We're going to discuss how the next generation of business will win, as it's described in his book, The Responsibility Revolution. As always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Jeffrey Hollander is a businessman well known for his roles as CEO and co-founder, and later chief inspired protagonist and executive chairperson of Seventh Generation Incorporated. Jeffrey is nationally recognized expert on green and sustainable business practices. He works as an unpaid advisor to many large companies interested in sustainability. Under Jeffrey, Seventh Generation was a sustainably run business with sales growth of more than 40% a year, according to Fortune magazine. Jeffrey sits on the board of Greenpeace US and sponsors an annual program with an organization that trains college students on how to become activists. Jeffrey was born in New York City. He attended Hampshire College. He lives in Vermont with his wife and their three children. Welcome to the show, Jeffrey. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Happy to be here.
Well, thank you so much for being our guest here, and thank you so much for writing the book, The Responsibility Revolution, How the Next Generation of Businesses Will Win. The first thing that you notice about the book when you pick it up is that it is on chipboard. So the book itself is environmentally responsible, probably printed with soy inks too, right, so that it's less harm to the environment?
And on, of course, recycled paper.
All right. Very good, Jeffrey. Well, now, your latest book, The Responsibility Revolution, it's really all about corporate responsibility. And the phrase corporate responsibility, however, very difficult to define. I mean, I have one vision of corporate responsibility. Clearly, you've been involved in it a lot longer. You have another vision of what corporate responsibility is. It's an absolute. I mean, to me, corporate responsibility is either you are corporately responsible or you're not. And there doesn't seem to be a prize in corporate America for trying to become corporately responsible. So talk to us about responsibility. Why is it important now? And how will it become more important to businesses in the future?
It'll be increasingly important for a number of reasons. Responsible businesses do a whole variety of positive things. One is they tend to attract and retain the best and most high qualified talent. Today, even in this terrible, terrible job market, people would rather work for a responsible company because they feel proud of working for a business who's doing good things in the environment and the community. It is also true that businesses that are responsible and have a corporate culture of that nature will also generate greater innovation. So while much of the attention around corporate responsibility goes to sustainability and environmental efforts and things like reducing water consumption, emitting less CO2 emissions, the environmental part is important, but is by no means the exclusive and only thing that companies need to focus on.
Well, now you bring up an interesting point there, Jeffrey, about the greater innovation. And that sort of ties in with your company, Seventh Generation, when you founded it and how you went about it doing it. So tell us the story behind Seventh Generation and some of the innovative things that you guys had to do, because you were truly on the bleeding edge of corporate responsibility when you started this journey.
We certainly were, and you know, one of the things that stand out to me was when the company was started in 1988, 23 years ago. No one was purchasing paper made from recycled fiber. you might go into a gas station and see those rough brown paper towels, but it was not something that anyone associated with consumer products.
Mm-hmm.
And we changed that whole paradigm by making brown something that was actually in and cool and something that people wanted and really was a badge of honor that showed people that you were responsible. And we sold paper towels that were brown. We also sold even baby diapers that were tan and beige. And it shows that what everyone thinks to be is so. And I remember that the paper manufacturer thought we were absolutely crazy by telling people that the paper was made from recycled fiber. But we told them with a story, and we told them with a story that actually quantified how many gallons of water we saved and how many pounds of CO2 we didn't emit and how many trees we saved. And that story was a powerful story that made people feel good and dimensionalized that by the simple purchase of this green, responsible product, they were helping to do something positive in the world.
And I think that is a wonderful part of the story that you tell in your book, The Responsibility Revolution, how the next generation of businesses will win. We're talking to Jeffrey Hollander, everybody. Jeffrey, I always like to ask one difficult question in each interview, and here's yours. In most Western industrialized companies like Seventh Generation, we're all trying to be responsible there. I think that is the trend that you're starting to see, and you were leading in that trend. But even if, by some miracle, every industrialized company and every industrialized nation miraculously became responsible overnight, we'd still have a problem with countries like China, where there are 1.6 billion people, India, where there's 1.1 billion people, and Brazil. There appears to be very little motivation in these emerging economies for responsible business. They want their piece of prosperity. So my question to you is this: aren't we being corporately imperialistic if we impose the same values of being corporately responsible on these emerging countries as we do on ourselves? I mean, after all, there was nobody telling us to be corporately responsible in America's Industrial Revolution from 1850 to the 1950s, was there?
There's no question that we won't turn this around by telling other countries what to do. The reality is, though, is that China does understand that by emitting tremendous amounts of pollution, not only is it bad for global warming, but it's bad for the health of their own citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And you can point a finger at China and you can say that they're not doing what they need to do. I actually think that they're smart enough so that they will understand that what we associate with corporate bad behavior will not be in their best interest. And one of the stories that I remember clearly, I'm on the board of Greenpeace, and I remember when Lenovo bought the IBM computer business,
mm-hmm.
and they were ranked by Greenpeace as the worst computer company from an environmental perspective. And the CEO of Lenovo said, in 18 months, I'm going to go from number 10 to number 1, because he understood that to compete in the global marketplace, he had to be a leader doing things that people care about. So I think that America could set a lot better example than it sets, and that these developing countries, while there'll be a lot of bumps in the road, will have their own incentives to do the right thing.
Oh, very good. We're talking to Jeffrey Hollander, everybody, author of the book, The Responsibility Revolution. And Jeffrey, let me just shotgun some company names at you and give me your impressions of each of these companies' level of corporate responsibility. And we're going to start right here in our own backyard in Ventura County. I'm going to start with the company Patagonia.
Well, you know, Patagonia is probably almost as high on the list of doing good as you could possibly find. It helps that it's a privately owned company, that Yvonne Chouinard doesn't have to satisfy a group of shareholders, and he can follow his own passion and his own inspiration. So Patagonia has been and continues to be a great company.
No doubt about that. All right, let me throw a public company your way and tell me your thoughts on this. Nike.
Nike's a really interesting case. Nike got really hurt badly for some labor practices over a decade ago and made a deep commitment to become a more responsible company. Today, I think that for every one positive thing that we know about Nike, they're doing 10 things that they don't even talk about. I profile Nike in the responsibility revolution for having developed an amazing computer-aided design tool so that when a designer goes to design a new sneaker, for example, and specs out the glues and the plastics and all of the materials, this design tool will figure out how to select alternate materials that are more sustainable and environmentally responsible that will perform better and cost less.
Mm.
So they have built sustainability and corporate responsibility innovation right into the front end of the design process.
Well, Jeffrey, you said something very interesting in that answer about Nike that I want to glom onto and expand a little bit. You said that for Nike, every one thing that we hear about publicly, they're probably doing 2 to 10 other things that we don't hear about privately. Isn't that really one of the hallmarks of a responsible company is that they're not in it necessarily for the PR value of what they're doing, but they're really in it because of the cause behind it?
Well, they're in it because they believe in doing the right thing. And every time they do the right thing, they don't shine a spotlight on themselves. But additionally, they do it because it's good for their business, it's good for morale, it is good for eliminating waste. But there is also another side of the equation, which is, you know, if you run around and talk about all the great things you do, you attract people that want to shoot arrows in your back and find fault with you. So there is a little bit of let's be careful in talking about how great we think we are because someone will come along and find a mistake that we made.
Ah, fair enough, fair enough. We're talking to Jeffrey Hollander. Jeffrey, let's continue down that list of companies. And you mentioned Lenovo bought the personal computer business from IBM. What about the mothership, IBM? How do you rate them in terms of social responsibility?
Well, I must say, you know, first of all companies are somewhere on the spectrum from good to terrible. Big companies tend to end up more in the middle of the spectrum than some of the smaller companies like Patagonia. IBM, for all of the negatives associated with the electronics business, I am very impressed with the educational campaign that they've been running for the past couple of years about how to be smarter, how to be more innovative. They have really highlighted an amazing number of ways in which we can be more efficient. And efficiency is more sustainable and it eliminates waste. So I also really like that they have used technology to create massive conversations amongst thousands of people around all types of issues like the water shortage we have and the extent to which water is polluted. So you happen to pick a handful of companies that I happen to have a pretty positive attitude about. There are other companies that I wouldn't have such kind words for.
Well, we're trying to keep it upbeat here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're talking to Jeffrey Hollander, everybody, author of The Responsibility Revolution. Jeffrey, if people are listening to the sound of your voice, they like what they're hearing. What do you want them to take away from reading your book?
Well, I want them to think about two things. I mean, the book talks about what you can do in your business, but we also have to think about public policy, and since I finished that book, I've spent the past year and a half starting something called the American Sustainable Business Council. And the American Sustainable Business Council is a way in which all businesses that want to be responsible and sustainable can join together to work for the kind of public policy and economic policy that will create a bright future for our children, that will create high-quality green jobs. So we need to think both looking inward in our own businesses and outward in terms of the policy landscape that will affect everybody.
Oh, that is great. We're talking to Jeffrey Hollander, everybody, author of the book, The Responsibility Revolution, How the Next Generation of Businesses Will Win. Jeffrey, if people are interested in what you have to say, they want to learn more about you, they want to learn more about the American Sustainable Business Council, or about your book, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Jeffrey Hollander, and Hollander is spelled H-O-L-L-E-N-D-E-R, so it's jeffreyhollander.com. And you can subscribe to a blog that I publish three or four times a week, learn about all of the books, the six books that I've written, as well as all the organizations that I'm involved with. So it's a great resource, and I think a pretty educational resource.
Very good. Jeffrey, thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy DeBrain. We'll talk to you down the road.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. And that brings us to the end of another show of Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. You want to tune in tomorrow. I've got some great guests coming in, including Daniel Burris talking about Future Forward. We're going to be talking about the future tomorrow. So stay tuned, and we'll talk to you then.